we have to look everywhere when we search for intelligent life. On and off again, that is the opinion stated by some scientists which pertains to the chance of finding life on Mars. One thing they all seem to agree on is there will be no intelligent life found. They are saying if we do find life, it will be microbial. If we do find microbes on Mars, the first thing we have to do is make sure they didn't come from Earth. Over the past we have forgotten to sanitize certain parts of our rover, plus we know the process is not 100% effective. Should we be disappointed if we only find microbes on Mars? Absolutely not. The next thing we should do is examine the planet for former intelligent life. If microbes can exist on an alien planet in only proves, so can other forms of life in other places. When we decide to look for more robust types of life, we have to look everywhere. Let's take our own solar system for example. We are going to have to look for life in places we as humans do not think life can exist. I once heard a person who I believed to have been a scientist saying nothing is off the table in the search for life. He was referring to the fact we should not eliminate some places because we think it would be impossible for life to develop there. After all, what do we really know about the conditions alien life could live in? The guy was saying we should examine the rings around Saturn in our search. One scientist really said something which I bet disturbed other scientists when they think of places in our solar system where life might exist. He went on to say there could be life on or in the sun. Right off the bat, people would probably say this is a ridiculous statement, but he was talking about a form of life that was sort of like intelligent plasma. Sure, we don't know if we would ever see this type of life, but he was really just thinking out loud. One might say we haven't explored all the nooks and crannies on our own world. Did anyone ever look into our volcanoes to see if there could be any type of life there? What about some of the hollow spots inside the Earth which many think exist? When the Earth was said to have been hit with an extinction event, could there have been a race of beings inhabiting the Earth who fled underground? If so, could they still be living there? We have found worms which live in the ice and can be seen in ice caves. Does this mean it might be possible more complex forms of life could live in very cold places? There was talk previously that Europe and Japan were sending a probe to Venus to examine the atmosphere. They wanted to see if life could exist in the clouds of Venus. They sent a probe named the BP Colombo space probe to test this theory. This mission was prompted by the fact phosphine was detected in the atmosphere. This type of gas can be produced by organic life forms, and that is why the discovery of phosphine in the clouds excited scientists. The probe passed within 343 miles of Venus. Life in the clouds was not found. Other places we have to look for life which we normally wouldn't are the gas giant planets. Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus and Neptune are the planets I am talking about. As far as Jupiter goes, we don't know what would await a probe going to the surface. We think there is a rocky core. There has been talk in the past of UFOs descending into the planet, which apparently made some think it might be possible for there to be a UFO base of some kind on the planet. The other three planets have a similar makeup but are not as large as Jupiter, but still huge when compared to the Earth. Saturn, while smaller than Jupiter, is about 95 times more massive than the Earth, with Uranus being 14.5 times more massive and Neptune being 17 times more massive than Earth. When we measure Jupiter's mass, we find it is an incredible 318 times more massive than the Earth. How would all this mass affect life if it existed on the surface? We have to look under the ice on those worlds and moons which are ice covered. We know some have oceans and we suspect some of the oceans are water, but even if they are not water, we eventually should check them out anyway. It might be possible for alien life to exist in some other liquid, no matter what it is. Just recently some scientists have said hydrogen could play a key role in some alien life. As you can see, much of the search for life is guesswork. It is easier for us to look in places which are similar to the living conditions we have here because we know life exists here. We don't know if it could exist anywhere else. We have received a clue, however, in that some microscopic life can exist in space at least for a time. We also know some of it can live inside rocks for millions of years by digesting minerals, even though there is no oxygen inside the rocks. These clues should prompt us to look everywhere for life. Think about this, intelligent life might come in all different sizes. How small could life be and still be intelligent? We really don't know. Some scientists will say there is a size limit because if the brain gets too small, it will lose some of its intelligence. We found this was not true when we found several people on our own planet who didn't have what we would call a brain and were still of average intelligence. I will just tell you about one case because I mentioned these cases already. One man went to his doctor for something and needed a scan. After the scan, the doctor couldn't believe his eyes. His brain cavity was empty with just a small piece of tissue at the top of his spine. Some have speculated intelligence may come from somewhere else in the body or outside the body. Could there be intelligent creatures on other planets living inside rocks and such? This sounds crazy, but since we know nothing about alien life, we have to keep an open mind. Perhaps there will be intelligent plants, fish or something else we come across. Let's hope, just because we may not be able to communicate with it, we realize if it is intelligent.